Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, morning.
So is everybody excited for
early Friday morning?
In my opinion, best day of the week.
Why is that? Because it's
weekend.
Weekend.
Who's ready to go next?
It's your weekend.
Do your thing.
Did you just say thing?
You know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's Friday.
It's time to
start the party.
What kind of stupid show is this?
This is my show.
Showtime.
It is time to do your thing.
Woo!
It's Friday. The weekend is almost here. It's time to start snapping necks and cashing checks.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Is it payday for you today? I hope it is. Not for us, but I hope it is for you.
Oh, every week is a payday because my husband gets paid every week.
There we go.
Yeah.
Spend that check.
You heard that.
ACM nominees are out. We're going to run those down for you a little bit later on. Somehow I feel a Luke Combs sweep coming on this year. He's nominated for two of the big awards. And then there's some interesting other nominees that are trickled in there.
Of course he'll win.
I guarantee Dan and Shay's going to walk away with something, too.
Dan and Shay's in that duo category, but also in that duo category this year is Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh.
They're really back because of the album that they did with all the other artists, so they're back in there.
I will be mind blown.
The first responder. Always there. Always ready. When the call for help comes in, they respond.
It's Friday. That means it's First Responder Friday, 6:03 now. And one close to the show today.
Yeah, my little sister, Landon, she actually is a Stokes County 911 communications telecommunicator, I guess.
Yeah.
And actually got to go tour her office on Sunday out in Walnut Cove. And she's very proud to have that job. I know it takes a lot of work to do it. And she's been doing it since May 20-something, 2018, I believe. So about 2 years now. She originally went to school to do be an EMT. She thought that was going to be her passion. She kind of just fell into this whole 911 communications thing. And I think she really loves it. She finds a lot of passion behind it. And she's a natural caregiver. And she really wants to help. And she's at the forefront of taking care of people. They call in and she's that person who keeps it calm, cool, and collected. And I'm super proud that she is that person. And she's got a big heart. And all the people out there work so hard. And there's always three people. And this command desk is crazy. And I don't see how she works like seven computers at once or whatever she's doing. She's got the headset on.
It's like air traffic control, man.
Yeah.
High pressure.
It was the coolest setup. I should have taken a picture of it. I'm sad I didn't. I didn't want to be all up in their business. But it was really cool. And I'm super proud to be her older sister. And to know that she's doing some good and helping her community where she lives. So.
Nice!
Nominate a first responder now at 931wolfcountry.com.
Hey. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's finally Friday. Welcome to the weekend a little early. Maybe you're one of these lucky ones and you're off today. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just be off all day today long. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Kelsey's off today too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, nice. Let's get some odds and ends here. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating. You share your birthday with Jason Aldean.
Praise Jason Aldean. Sweaty.
Having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jason. Happy birthday to you if today is your birthday.
How old is he?
He's 43.
Okay.
Yeah. 43. Down in Greenville, South Carolina, a guy named Roy McDonald decided he'd get in a police car and go for a ride. So he stole the police car. He's 32 years old. He went flying down Highway 124. He crashed into an embankment, then overturned the police car. He was charged with driving under the influence, grand larceny, and simple larceny.
I imagine simple larceny is not simple.
I guess not. Sandra Bullock's ex-husband, Jesse James. Remember him?
Yeah.
They're bringing back Monster Garage.
Are they?
He feels like he's gone away long enough because his public persona took a bit of a hit when he was caught cheating on Sandra Bullock.
Also, he needs money.
Yeah, that's probably going to... He was in a couple of movies or something, wasn't he? Didn't he make an appearance in a couple of movies?
I don't know.
I believe he did and pulled some cash out of that, but of course, it's been a few years ago.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this college kid who bought a one-way plane ticket so he could buy some Chick-fil-A food?
Huh?
Yes. A student in Troy, New York, recently bought a plane ticket to go buy Chick-fil-A food, had a major craving for Chick-fil-A. The nearest Chick-fil-A restaurant, other than the one inside the Albany International Airport, is 90 minutes away from the campus. So Vincent, the student, was going to drive 90 minutes. So he bought a $98 one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale, went through the security at the Albany International Airport, and then bought Chick-fil-A food for 18 people.
Mm.
The only way he could do it was to buy the ticket in the gate so he could go and get the Chick-fil-A.
You're right.
You want to know what he bought?
What?
Here's what he bought. He bought 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Good.
One bag of cookies and one lemonade that came to $227.
Jeez. Reasonable.
It was. You're absolutely right. It is reasonable for all that delicious Chick-fil-A food. Ugh,
the Lord's chicken.
But I got to hand it to him. He was thinking when he goes, you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah.
A one-way ticket's $98. That'll get me to the security gate and down to the concourse where I can buy the food.
He was that desperate for Chick-fil-A?
He was.
All right.
That's why people line up and camp out where they build these things and they haven't had one for a while. I have a friend of mine who lives near Boston, and their area had no Chick-fil-A. They finally built one. These people, they were out there for days waiting for this thing to open, and still it's packed all the time.
And it's Boston.
I thought it was Boston, like Kaikis.
Boston. Kaikis.
You're both kind of right.
Boston, yeah.
You're both kind of right. 626, finally Friday. The weekend is here, everybody. The band Perry and You Lie on the Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 653. Good news story time.
So some days I can't even pull myself out of bed. So I can't imagine how this kid did what he did. His name is Noah, and he's from Georgia. He's 5. And I guess he woke up out of nowhere and noticed that there was a fire. He smelled the smoke or something and saw that it was in his sister's bedroom. And so he ran into there, and he got his 2-year-old sister out, his dog and himself out through the window, ran next door to the uncle, woke him up, and the uncle and him, they came back to get the rest of the family out, and the uncle was calling, you know, like the firefighters to come out through there. And it was just crazy because everybody's sleeping while the house is completely just deteriorating. Mm-hmm. And they just can't believe that he literally was able to exit through an available window and get the dog, the sister, and himself out. And, you know, they said there was 4 other family members that were treated for minor burns, smoke inhalation, and he saved himself and 7 other family members.
Wow.
How crazy is that? They totally did a whole dedication at the fire department for him. Super sweet.
They should have. Oh. What an amazing kid.
Yeah, and I just, I guess there's a cousin who spoke out, and here's what he said. He goes, "This kid right here is so warm-hearted. I'm honored, I'm privileged just to be a part of this family and recognize Noah today. I've heard heroes come in all shapes and sizes. He showed me this week age is a part of it, too. Knowing a 5-year-old can go out and save his whole family is an eye-opener to me."
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Have you ever been in a high-stress situation where, first of all, once you get that adrenaline dump going, it clouds the way you act and think.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not, you cannot think what to do, but you pause and you're like, I don't know what to do. Your brain will not decide what you are supposed to be doing.
I've been a CNA for a retirement facility, and some things do go down in the retirement facility. And I feel like I'm one of those people who a lot of things don't normally happen to me, but I'm the person who can click on and like know what to do and how to handle a situation. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this kid, honestly, it's instinct. I thought that was so cool. 5 years old, dude. Man, years old.
When I was that young, I skipped a rock on the pond twice and I was like, this is a good day.
This is what first responders are made of. This kid, I guarantee, is going to end up being a firefighter or a policeman or something. Look how cute he is. He's got little smudges on his face from the fire and everything. But salute to you, Noah from Georgia. I'm proud of you, man.
Great one for a first responder Friday today. Maren Morris, her new song, it's The Bones on the Wolf.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I'm so glad I have you right here. Thank God, my eye! I'm gonna poke my eye out! I don't believe it! My mother would say, you're doing that on purpose! Putting the microphone in your eye! Why do you do things like that? You're like a crazy person. The other comedians aren't poking their eyes out. Why do you have to do that? One of these days, one of your crazy friends is gonna put a needle in that microphone. And it's gonna be real funny, isn't it? Walking around with one eye. Why do you do this to your father and I? You're like a mental case on stage. I don't think you wanna see. You probably have your one-eye jokes already written. God, you're like a crazy person. Anything in my house could poke an eye out when I was a kid. Be passing pizza across the table. You're gonna take your brother's eye out with that slice. Now put your goggles on and go to bed.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Gail knows everything.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Cassie.
Hi, Cassie. You're caller 20.
Yay!
Yay! So we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. I'm sure you know how this game rolls. I like to prove Dale wrong because he thinks he knows everything. So I'm going to ask him a question about a fun fact for today, and he's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up, and it's up for you to decide whether he is telling the truth or he is lying, okay?
All right.
Okay, so in honor of National Skip the Straw Day, Skip the Straw Day, we're talking about straws. So, Dale, if you're ready, and Cassie, if you're ready, we'll get going.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Marvin Stone invented the first paper straw in what year?
Are you friggin' kidding me?
Come on, Dale. You
1865.
Oh, okay. All right. 1865. Now, Cassie, is he telling the truth or did he make that up?
I think he made it up.
And I think he made it up, too. You were very close, Dale.
Oh, wow.
It was 1888 that Marvin Stone invented the first paper straw.
Close.
Very close. I'm proud of you. Well, Cassie, since you were right, you get to see Sugarland in August. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And did I hear you got a birthday coming up?
Today is my golden birthday.
Well, happy golden birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Leap year this year. Tomorrow we have a February 29th. Is your birthday on February 29th? When do you celebrate on years that we don't have a February 29th? Do you just do it the day before, the day after? Do you pick a day? Let us know. Post it up or 680-WOLF. Is your birthday on the 29th?
It is not, but my brother's is.
Okay, all right. Now, is there a big celebration on the 29th, or what day does he or your family celebrate the birthday?
Well, we usually, like on the 29th, we'll have, like, when it is a leap year, we'll do, like, a big thing for him.
Yes.
But then normally he just picks, like they were saying, he'll normally pick, like, if he wants to have it around the summer or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sure. So I guess tomorrow there's going to be a big throwdown bash for his birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
They have left me in the dark, so I have no idea what we're doing.
Well, tell him happy birthday. You guys have fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. That'll mean a lot to him. He listens to y'all every morning.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, tell him we said happy birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Who's ready for their Nimrod news story?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. I will let you guess the state.
All right.
So here we go. Off to the land of law and order. Here's your headline. Hospital worker arrested for sucking on patient's toes.
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
Can I get a hint?
No hints.
Exactly where you'd expect.
Florida?
Yep.
Okay.
Dateline Fort Myers, where Florida police recently arrested a hospital worker for sucking on a patient's toes. The patient woke up to Franz Bedoren touching their feet. The patient went back to sleep before waking up to Franz sucking on their toes. The victim reported the incident before Franz was charged with battery.
It was relaxing, right?
He was taken
please stop.
To jail and booked. I probably fingerprinted him and toe-printed him.
When ew.
You beat me to it, Dale!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.